This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, December 13th, 2013. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Of course, in this case, it's Friday the 13th for all you Trishka Decaphobics out there. And I don't know about you, good things tend to happen to me on Friday the 13th, or at least it appears to be. Maybe I'm just sort of expecting something bad to happen, and it doesn't, and hey, it was all right. A lot of theories as to where the superstition about Friday the 13th came from. 13 is supposed to be unlucky. Friday is supposed to be unlucky. A lot of legends say that it actually goes back to the arrest of the Knights Templar on Friday, October 13th, 1307, whereupon they were well and truly thrashed upon for bankrupting the governments all across Europe with their interest-bearing bank notes. And I count a Master of the Temple among my ancestry, and I used to take a lot of pride in that. But looking at the predations of the bankers on the world right now, I'm beginning to understand those Templars did not get half the kicking around they deserved. Alrighty, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, sorting out all the wires, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And has been our want for the entire week. We're going to start off again bashing on those carbon Nazis. Human caused global warming, and they're out there. They're wailing and crying. They don't know what to do. Cairo, Egypt, got snow. Something that has not happened, according to the Twitter feeds coming out of Egypt right now, in 112 years. I found a picture on Facebook posted showing snow falling on one of the ancient Egyptian temples. I didn't recognize which one it was. And it's kind of weird because if you go back to that science fiction movie, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, one of the scenes they have to show that the world is going crazy is snow falling on the pyramids and might actually be happening here. Another article that we had over in Washington Post was 23 photos of the Middle East first snowy winter in decades. And except for the people who were actually engaged in combat, it was kind of nice to see them all smiling, making snowmen, having snowball fights and laughing, and just enjoying what had to be a very, very rare event. And it kind of reminds me when years ago when my wife and I left Southern California, where we'd been for long, long time, and we moved up to Washington State. And that first winter when the snow fell, it was like, wow, I haven't seen this around my home in a while and everything. So more snow is coming down. There is yet another major snowstorm poised to strike the central United States, going from St. Louis up to Boston. And they're already warning the cold is going to be even more intense. There are ice warnings out. And it's going to be worse than the one that just went through here. Meanwhile, NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, was caught once again trying to modify the historical temperature record in order to keep on pushing this idea that the world is getting warmer. And it has to do with the 1934 temperatures. Now, 1934 was a really warm year, and a lot of critics of this whole global warming hysteria point to 1934 and said, look, the temperatures were higher there. The world didn't end. People didn't die. The coasts didn't flood. And apparently NASA just got caught sort of shaving off those 1934 temperatures relative to 1998. And it's for things like this that I remind everybody that NASA's officially stated conclusion regarding the Viking labeled release experiment ought to be looked at with a great deal of skepticism, because NASA, the new NASA, not the old NASA where the scientists and engineers ran things, but the new NASA where we got all these MBAs and political appointees, plays politics. What they're putting out there is usually through a political filter. By the way, recently on cable TV, I cannot recall which channel it was, which I'll look that up in the next commercial break. They had a wonderful documentary about the Challenger disaster and the investigation. And William Hurt does a wonderful job of playing Dr. Feynman, Nobel Prize winner, who was brought in as an outside expert, and just all the political battling and cover-up and everything. And finally, he forced the issue by literally showing just a piece of the O-ring from the solid rocket boosters, just in a glass of ice water that was provided for drinking, would lose its elasticity and allow leaking. And he had to do that because NASA was already lined up with all their experts. Oh, we have determined the O-rings will remain flexible down to minus 300. And that's one of the reasons why NASA is thought to mean never a straight answer, because it's just like any other federal government agency, what they're saying is designed to have the maximum benefit or minimize harm and has little, if any, connection to the real world. We're going to have Dr. Gilbert Levin back on the show shortly, because the controversy over whether or not the labeled release experiment found evidence of active indigenous life on Mars continues, even as NASA is acknowledging curiosity is finding more and more indications that Mars did have life at least at one point in the past. And I still want to look at one of those little blueberries that are all over the place there, because they bear a remarkable resemblance to hard-crusted bacterial colonies found here on Earth. I think the federal government may be afraid of confirmation of life on another planet, because it would dramatically transform human perception, and we might actually decide to put down our guns and knives and bombs and bullets and say, hey, let's unite together and find out who's out there. And of course, that is going to be a tremendous, tremendous impediment to those who profit from war and keeping us fighting each other and quarreling amongst ourselves here. Let's see. Now, interestingly enough, raising on a busted flush, the Carbonazis came out with a new video funded by the United Nations Foundation connected to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And the video is titled Climate Change, the State of the Science. And I do have it linked to the front page of What Really Happened. And it's rather interesting, because I made some comments about, you know, how are you still pushing this when we're seeing all this record cold? And, of course, the usual shills came in to say, well, you know, weather is not climate, and global warming produces, you know, cold and ice and snow, and the heat is hiding in the bottom of the ocean, and all the other talking points they have there. And then I pointed out that this very expensively produced video, funded by the United Nations, supposedly representing the expert opinion of Earth scientists, has the Earth rotating in the wrong direction in the opening sequence, and at that point they pretty much shut up. But it is rather interesting to go in and study the comments there from the very obvious promoters of human-caused global warming. You know, we've invested all of our time and energy to sell you carbon credits, and the fact that the world is freezing shouldn't discourage you from giving us your money. Now, earlier in the week we were talking about conditization, where the corporate media is just feeding us a lot of nonsense, fluffy stories, so they don't have to report on the details of this budget deal that just went through the House of Representatives, so they don't have to pay attention to this obvious continuing attempt to restart the war with Iran and possibly start a war with China or any of these other things, or just get us relaxed and happy so we're more willing to go down to the shopping mall and max out the credit cards on our Christmas shopping. And amazingly enough, this story hit the airwaves earlier today, James Bond at risk of early death from alcohol. And it's basically these scientists went through all the books and movies about James Bond, secret agent 007, and said, well, you know, he may be dodging lasers and bombs and the rest of it, but if he doesn't quit drinking the way he is, he'll be dead of liver damage by age 56. And my response to that over at CNN was, coming up after the break, Pinocchio deals with the heartbreak of termites. Because this is a fictional character. There really isn't a James Bond. They're just spinning their wheels saying, oh yes, this completely made up fictional character, his lifestyle is going to bring him to an early death. I mean, talk about an absolutely pointless story, but it was on CNN. Fox News carried it. Next, they're going to come up and say, you know, the Blue Fairy has to get FAA license in order to not collide with all those drones peeking into our windows. Just complete nonsense. We are being conditized, and it means something big is getting ready to happen. Maybe on Friday the 13th. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the conditization in the corporate media. They're just trying to get everybody's attention spread everywhere else but the things that actually impact your life. Remember Rivero's rule of the news. If it affects your life directly, it's news. If it doesn't, it's distraction or advertising. Okay? Now, over on the Fox channel, Megyn Kelly took up some of their valuable broadcast time to reassure children that both Jesus and Santa Claus are white people, and to ridicule the idea of having a black Santa Claus or a black Jesus, and just rolling her eyes at the idea that Santa would be in any other color. Now, I have really no idea about Santa, but the idea that Jesus looked like a white European, he would have been at a serious disadvantage, given the inherent xenophobia in the human race. And even if you assume that the imaginary playmate in the sky is white, Jesus' mother was an indigenous Hebrew, so he would have come out a shade of tan. And this is like a discussion about how many angels can dance on the head of the pin. And this isn't news. But Megan's out there on Fox reassuring children, oh yes, Santa Claus and Jesus are white. You should not worry about that situation. I noticed that Greenpeace seems to have yanked that ad they were running about a very white Santa Claus, politically correct, saying that global warming was melting the North Pole and Christmas might be canceled. And I guess maybe with all the ice and snow that's piling up all over the place, they realized that was going to actually be a problem because Christmas is going to come. We know the presents are going to be under the tree. There's no way they're not going to be under the tree. And on December 26th, the little kids are going to be looking at Greenpeace and saying, boy, you guys are just full of it, aren't you? Now, on to a more serious topic here, the things that are going to affect your life and the things that the corporate media are sort of grudgingly talking about in very brief bursts of sound bites. We are seeing the U.S. war hawks, the neocons, still pushing for war with Iran. Oh, yes, war with Iran. We've got to have war with Iran. Apparently, Norman Potteritz, it was out there with this Wall Street Journal op-ed saying, we have to strike Iran now to avert a disaster later. We must get them before they get us. And again, no indications Iran is even thinking about getting us. Iran has not attacked another country in a war of aggression in over 200 years. They're just trying to scare you into this idea. Oh, yes, we have to get them before they get us. Which you could apply to any country on earth. We must bomb France before they bomb us. We must make war with Canada before they make war with us. Remember Michael Moore's Canadian Bacon? Oh, funny movie. I love it. One of my favorite movies of all time here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
I see in today's paper that General Motors, Ford, and Honda are going to leave Australia. Motors, they're not going to build the motor vehicles over there anymore because the cost is too high.
Mm-hmm.
And that just tickles the hell out of me because I know, and I'm going to make this quick as I can. In 1980, I was making $9.75 an hour. I bought a new Chevrolet pickup, decently loaded, for $10,490. The same truck now runs $35,789, and they're paying in my job. Of course, I'm retired, but they're paying my job now at $13.87 an hour with half the benefits.
You know, it's amazing. Except, I mean,
let me finish now. Be done, right, and I'll listen to you. Okay. The CEO of my company at that time, I wrote it down here, he made $470,000 a year. Now he makes $14 million a year along with stock options. So it's a shame. And in this town right now, if you can get a job for $10 an hour, you're lucky. So go ahead, Mike.
We're seeing the same thing here. What's really amazing is a new middle quality car today costs what my parents paid for a 3-bedroom house when I was a kid. That's
about $23,000, right? Yeah.
Now, what's really interesting, of course, is the final numbers are out. The U.S. taxpayer got soaked for $14 billion for the General Motors bailout. And what's really amazing is General Motors took most of that bailout money and spent it building factories in other countries to take jobs over there. Mexico, Asia, all the rest of that place. We, the American people, paid for General Motors to take our jobs to other countries. That is just a little psychotic in my view.
Well, I just, you know, when they say these people are sitting and they're collecting unemployment because they're getting fed on the unemployment checks, they're full of crap because they cannot find a job unless they take a service job at, for minimum wage. That's the way it's going in this country.
You can't live on those minimum wage jobs.
No,
I mean, that's why you have McDonald's telling their employees, well, you know, you go over and get food stamps and you'll be just fine. That's absolutely ridiculous. And, again, you know, yes, there are a few tiny minority of people who just milk the system and coast along, but most people have a good work ethic. They want to work. They just, the jobs are not there any longer. And they want to work. I mean, for no other reason than daytime television is so boring with nothing but constant reruns. But yeah, you know, I go crazy if I don't have a lot of stuff to do. And I think most people really are the same.
As of the 28th of this month, December, the people that were getting extended benefits from the federal government, they're going to cut it out because they said there's jobs out there and these people are just latching and laying around and they're not trying to find work. So,
yeah, well, that's the whole blame the victim mentality. And no, the jobs are not out there. I mean, we keep hearing these stories about how a new store will open and they'll have six positions to fill and 12,000 people will show up. No, the jobs are not out there. The high paying manufacturing
job. Michael, the pay is not there. You can't live on, right now, you can't, the average pay should be for a tradesman, I'm talking electrician, a carpenter, someone like that to keep up with the cost of living that was back in 1980, should be about $35 an hour. The CEOs, they're living at that cost of living. The working man is not. So, thank you, Michael.
All right, you're welcome. We're going to let you go here. And it is completely out of control. Over in Japan, at least up through the 1990s, they've started going down the dark path of fascism themselves over there. But there were serious limits on what executive pay was going to be. And it was always calculated as a small multiple of what the regular workers were making. And the multiple was something like 3 or 4. And that was basically it. But in this country, the pay scales are so completely out of skew, and you can't run a nation and an economy when only a few people are getting all the money, and everybody else, they're literally, I mean, when they pay minimum wage and then tell their people to go on public assistance to make ends meet, they're basically getting the taxpayer to pay for the people working in their stores, off of whom they're making money. That's how ridiculous it's becoming out here. Now, getting back to Iran, Iran is very upset because the United States, even though the Congress has not yet passed any new Iranian sanctions, they exploited a technicality to expand the list of the existing sanctions. And Iran is a little upset because it looks like, and it is, the U.S. isn't complying with that Geneva deal. More about this and its ramifications when we come back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the news about Iran and phone calls here, a reminder that the Republic Broadcasting Network is holding its end of the year fundraiser. We're going into 2014, which is going to obviously be a very tumultuous and history-making year for the United States, if not planet Earth. Now, Republic Broadcasting, we've been good little boys and girls this year, and we deserve a little something in our Christmas stocking from you, our listeners. Because again, we don't get money from the United States government. We don't get large advertising checks from big pharmaceutical companies, from military defense contractors, from GMO companies, from any of that stuff here. We rely totally on you. And the advantage to that, and the reason why it is so important that you support Republic Broadcasting, is that those big checks, when they come in, they have strings attached. Yes, we'll give you $5 million as long as you don't talk about this list of subjects. Or we'll give you a huge amount of money as long as you just sing the praises of our product. Remember, we were talking about one of the largest, most profitable online health websites was actually getting money to promote products with known harm. And we do not do that here at Republic Broadcasting. We are a people's radio network. We're giving you the information you need to have in order to make good choices. And we rely on you. It is that important. You could wake up one morning and RBN is simply not here any longer. It is that close. If you will pledge $100 or more, you will receive a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt, a Republic Broadcasting mug, and Republic Broadcasting bragging rights that you support a radio network that is truly serving the public interest and not selling itself out to corporate interest, government interest, and certainly not to the blandishments of a certain foreign nation that we all know is trying to buy it all up as fast as they can. So call 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. You're going to have to hit O to get to the operator and make your pledge. Or you can go to the top of Republic Broadcasting. There's a little sign up there that says donate that will take you either to a PayPal button you can use, or if you prefer to protect your anonymity, there's a mailing address in Round Rock, Texas, where you can wrap up your donations inside some aluminum foil, put it in an envelope, keep it hidden from those greedy postal workers who are wondering how they're going to pay for Christmas, and just put a stamp on it and send it on in. Every bit helps. There is no such thing as too small a donation. All of it gets used to keep the equipment running, to buy kibble for our board operators, to keep us on the air, to have the resources to go out and seek new affiliates, to seek new means of communication, to get the word out to people who are still RBN deprived. That's what this is all about. There are Americans who are RBN deprived, and it is up to us to help them in their need. Now then, getting back to the situation in Iran, as I mentioned before the break, the United States, while not passing any new sanctions on Iran, has used a loophole in the law to greatly expand the targets of the existing sanctions. This has sent a message to Iran that the U.S. is already violating the P5 plus 1 deal, which said sanctions would be reduced for the next 6 months while discussions continued. Iran is understandably angry and saying this is absolutely against the spirit of the Geneva deal. And the war hawks are out there saying, yeah, it is. You want to do something about it, Iran? Huh? Huh? I dare you to do something about it. I dare you. Because they're out to kill this deal, to leave only the option for war available. Which, fine, if you want to make war on Iran, here's your rifle and here's your parachute. Go have fun. But we're tired of war in this country. We're going to sit this one out because we know this war, like all the others, is based on lies, fraud, and deception. Now, understandably, Iran has called a temporary halt to the further P5 plus 1 discussions. They're going to consult with their government about the next step. And, of course, the American corporate media is out there saying, oh, Iran has stopped the discussions there. They've walked away. They walked out of the Geneva meetings. And that was the desired result by the United States going out and expanding the existing sanctions, to provoke Iran into an action that can be portrayed as making this all Iran's fault. And that's not what happened. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'd like to go back to your little comment about Jesus not being white. And, you know, I don't know what you think. I know you don't believe there was a Jesus to begin with. But,
Wait a minute. That's not accurate. I think there was a historical personage. His name was actually Joshua. Jesus was sort of an artificial creation when they took the Aramaic and went to Arabic and then from Arabic to Greek. But if you look at the original name attributed to him, Yeshua, its modern version is Joshua. There was an historical person. He was a revolutionary. He tried to basically unite two royal houses of Judea, the house of David that he came from, with the house of Benjamin, where his wife Mary Magdalene came from, and literally try and say, I should be king of Judea rather than Rome, and they nailed him to a cross for it. All of the other stuff about going to heaven and the rest of it was all created in 300 AD at the Council of Nicaea. So let's just sort of be accurate there. Anyway, you were going to get back and tell us why Jesus had to be white.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to stop talking, Mike, you know, I didn't really call up to hear your perception of what Christianity is. I already know you don't believe there was even a Judah because you told me one time on the phone. You said you don't believe there was a Judah. So therefore, you don't believe there was a Jesus. So don't go into this long, windbag story.
All right. Okay. Let's get out of fantasy land and get back to the real world. Now, getting over there in Iran, ABC is out there wagging the dog over the Robert Levinson case. Now, Robert Levinson is an American who was captured in Iran several years ago. It's an old story. And ABC was out there earlier today, a lot of other corporate media outlets saying, oh, poor Robert Levinson, he is a hostage in Iran, he's been kept, he's a father, he has three suffering children traumatized by the absence of their father, which could also describe the children of all of our serving military who are absent from their fathers as well. And they're going on about what a terrible tragedy this is. Now, what ABC is paying scant attention to is the fact that Levinson was a former FBI agent. And it has come out he was in Iran as what's called a NOC spy for the Central Intelligence Agency, meaning not officially covered. He's not a member of an embassy delegation, which it's sort of assumed and understood. These are all intelligence agents anyway. Levinson was in Iran working for a company, pretending to just be an American employee of an Iranian company, but he was also operating as a spy for the Central Intelligence Agency for a program the CIA is now saying was unofficial and unsanctioned, meaning disavowed. Now, when you are a spy in another nation, bad things happen to you, unless you're an Israeli spy in the United States, in which case they send you to Disneyland and then they send you home. But as it turns out, it has now come out. Associated Press knew Levinson was a spy working for the Central Intelligence Agency 3 years ago and buried the story. And the only reason they're reviving this story now and waving it around, oh, Iranian hostage crisis. It's only one this time, but it's another Iranian hostage crisis. We have to send hundreds and thousands of your children into Iran here to just smash the evil Iranians here. And remind them they will only sell their oil for U.S. dollars. And remind them they will have a private central bank. They're just trying to find some propaganda hook that is going to get traction with the American people, where the American people will forget all about the lies of Saddam's nuclear weapons, all about the lies of Iran's nuclear weapons, all the lies about Syria's chemical weapons, and say, oh, yes, we must march off to war and fling our babies on the Iranian bayonets. And I don't think it's going to work, because the American people are very skeptical. They know they have been lied to time and time again. They're looking for reasons not to believe the official story. Okay. Now, there's another one that's blowing up over in Wichita. The U.S. attorney for Kansas, Barry Grissom, they've arrested this guy, supposedly for planning a suicide bombing at the Wichita airport. See, there are lone wolf terrorists operating in the U.S. that justifies NSA surveillance. And it turns out this is another one of those setups. They've had informants around him. They gave him the fake bomb and basically talked this loser into it, saying, okay, I guess so. And then they arrest him and they wave him around saying, see, the NSA spying is justified. We have a suicide, an American suicide bomber. They manufactured him. It's another fraud. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over in Spain, in the midst of dealing with Catalans coming vote for independence, austerity, the predations of the European Central Bank, their serious economic unemployment problems, especially among the young, the Madrid Bar Association has decided they will decide next week whether or not to remove General Francisco Franco as the honorary dean of the Bar Association. Now, of course, he's only been dead for 38 years. But they've decided his job performance hasn't been all that good for the last three decades, and maybe it's time for him to give up that position here. Now, the other place where they're trying to get a war cooked up is over in the Western Pacific, which makes me here in the Central Pacific a little bit nervous. And they're rattling their sabers with China. And there's a story in the corporate media that is being spun to say bad Chinese, and it involves a U.S. guided missile cruiser that was interfered with by a Chinese vessel, a Chinese ship. Actually, it was a landing craft. And the story, as it's presented in the American media, is this guided missile destroyer was just sort of going on about its way in international water, and this Chinese vessel just decided to get in front of it, just to annoy them. How dare they do that? It's international waters. We may go wherever we want. But that's not the whole story. Because what we're hearing from media in other countries, including China, is this guided missile destroyer was sailing towards China's aircraft carrier in the same area. And this landing ship was apparently part of the screening force to try and keep the guided missile cruiser from getting too close to the Chinese carrier. So it was the U.S. ship that was carrying out a provocative act, and the Chinese basically, without firing any shots, just said, please do not come close to our ships. And by the way, the U.S. Navy will do exactly the same thing. If they have a carrier battle group out in the middle of the ocean, yes, it's international waters, but if a warship from another country starts sailing in close, they'll warn it off. And if it doesn't follow the warning, they will basically intervene. That's just standard practice for every naval force on planet Earth. And what we're seeing here is an attempt to somehow provoke China into making the first overt military act. And by the way, that should ring a few bells for people who are old enough to remember World War II, because President Franklin Roosevelt sent out that same exact order to all the forces in the Pacific Ocean, Pearl Harbor, Philippines, how important it was that Japan be seen to commit the first overt military act. So it looks to me like the U.S. is trying to provoke China into doing something where the U.S. can say, aha, we have a war in the Pacific, a war with China. And that means the U.S. can immediately stiff China on all that debt. And more than that, if there's a state of war between the U.S. and China, then all the U.S. allies must immediately drop using the yuan, which many of them are doing, and go back to dependence on the dollar for international trade and banking. That's the real agenda. It's got very little to do with these Senkaku Islands and the oil and gas. And remember, back in 2008, Japan and China were going to share it all. Peace through commerce. We'll spend half the money to develop. We'll get half the oil and gas. Everybody will be happy. And the U.S. went into Japan and said, no, really, according to our map, that's really your island, and you should stand up there. We know that Japan has mobilized an amphibious landing force. And obviously, if they invade and take over military control of those islands, that will be an insult China will probably respond to. And we'll hear in the corporate media, China attacks! China attacks! Oh. They are so desperate for war. And of course, thankfully, they're so desperate for the war. It's pretty obvious that's what they're doing. We're going to take another phone call. Kent in Texas. Aloha, Kent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, there's an article in today's paper about keeping the Bay of Pigs information secret. 50 years.
I mean, it's a little
there's
too
no
late for that.
There's no secrecy laws in this country. They can't get stuff out.
We already know what happened at the Bay of Pigs. The Central Intelligence Agency, the Cuban brigades all lied to President John F. Kennedy and said, no, seriously, if we go in there and invade those Cuban people, they will turn on Castro. They'll rush down to the beach and they'll join us to drive out that dictator and put Batista back in, who will sell all of Cuba's agricultural produce to U.S. companies for far below market value. So Kennedy went along and said, all right. Cuban brigade landed at the Bay of Pigs. The Cuban people rose up, ran down to the beach, and stomped the Cuban brigade into the dirt, sending a clear, unequivocal message that they preferred Castro to any U.S. puppet regime returning. And it was a huge political embarrassment, and the U.S. knows how to carry a grudge. They're still embargoing Cuba all these years later. And you're right. Now they're saying we have to reclassify this information. It can't come out now. But again, we know the basic points of the story. We know that George Bush was involved, the senior. He provided three ships for the landing brigade. Kennedy later said the CIA had lied to him about what was going on when he finally pulled the plug. Because the CIA was counting on that when things didn't go the way they had promised Kennedy it would, that Kennedy would call in airstrikes in support, and Kennedy didn't. Because he knew that Castro was already forming an alliance with the Soviet Union. And the only reason Castro formed an alliance with the Soviet Union in the first place is the United States rebuffed him. When Castro came to power in Cuba, the first thing he said to the United States is, let's have diplomatic relations. Let's get the tourism going again. We'd be happy to sell you our bananas and our sugar and the rest of it for fair market value. And, of course, the U.S. corporation said, of course not. We want the old system where we get it cheap.
You know, they got embargoes against Cuba, right? We do?
The United States does. Canada does not. So if you get to go up to Canada, you'll have a chance to buy Cuban rum and Cuban cigars.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about why don't we sell to Cuba refrigerators, television sets, automobiles? That's gonna hurt them. That hurts us more.
Well, we refuse to sell cars to Cuba, which is why the Cuban mechanics are the best in the world, because they're keeping these hideously old American cars alive and running. There was a documentary a while back called Tuning with the Enemy about a program that collects used pianos in the United States in decent condition and somehow has permission to donate them to Cuba. They're not selling them. So they're not really technically in violation of the embargo, but they take them down there to replace all the pianos down in Cuba because it's a hot tropical environment and wooden musical instruments don't really survive all that long. And there's some brilliant musicians in Cuba who are dependent on this charity to take them these pianos. But, I mean, it has been 50 years, okay? And
yeah, but
Cuba is not a threat to the United States of America. This is all about the United States proving they can keep a grudge for half a century.
Yeah, the thing is, it hurts us more than it does them. They can be selling refrigerators and air conditioners and pianos and automobiles, and then you'll pay for it and we'll ship it down there to you. That would just help us only. It don't hurt them.
Forget the economic dimension. The continued embargo of Cuba just makes the U.S. government look like a petty, vindictive child, carrying a grudge way past the point. I mean, the Soviet Union's gone. Cuba is not a threat to the United States of America. Why are we continuing to do this? And, of course,
we have the basic
Guantanamo, which is being maintained only because it's a thumb in the eye of Cuba. There's really not much advantage to continue that base. Of course, it's a convenient place for waterboarding people out of sight of the American media. But so much of American foreign policy seems to be all about ego and vanity and chest thumping. And in the modern nuclear world, that's a very dangerous situation. I can't believe the huge fuss they made over the fact that Obama shook hands with Raul Castro. They're both heads of state, and we need our heads of state to be shaking hands and talking to each other right now so that the underlings who own stock in the military corporations don't start these wars.
Hey, I went to the Grassy Knoll on the 21st of November.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people there. And over in Fort Worth at the public library, they had Bob Schieffert up there for a 50-year thing. And I asked Bob, I said, how many shots were fired at Kennedy's limo? I said, one hit the cement, one hit the visor, and one went through the window. I said, Oswald must have been a bad shot. And I said, how many bullets did they find in the limo?
Okay, we got to take a break here for Phyllis Shapley and commercials. We'll be right back in a few minutes.